Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media as the Ravens countdown to Sunday night's meeting with the Chargers.
Really good day because there's any of that kind of carry over to this week?
Their offense is electric, honestly. You could tell they're putting up points. You could tell they're not really the sole problem of the team, even though some people might say situationally they haven't been capitalizing on, but they are a hell of an offense. We're really going to have to be clicking on all cylinders going in there in a hostile environment to get this win.
What really stands out to you about their offense?
You got Justin, obviously he can put the ball anywhere he wants. He act extremely accurate, can throw the ball extremely hard. He can move around, he can do whatever, he can read coverages, so he's really like an all-around quarterback that we just got to be prepared for. The players, every single player, they're electric, they can get the ball in their hands and they can do damage, so we just got to be great in our coverages and tackling.
Do you think this late game helped you guys coming from the East Coast to West Coast?
A little bit. You get a few days, but honestly, 4 days in a season, that really ain't going to make a difference. You might get like a mental break, but as far as physical, I don't really think there's much of a break. But at this point, everybody's hurting during the season, especially teams that had early buys. So we just got to go in there and just be mentally strong, just push through physically and just get to the bye week.
Does it mean anything to you to wake up as the number one seed
A little bit, yeah, it does. But at the end of the day, if we lose, you know, it don't matter. So we just got to go in there, handle business, get the 9-3 this week, and just keep striving to keep that spot.
Ravens have one of the toughest strengths of schedule down the stretch here. How do you kind of approach that? What's the mentality going into that stretch?
Let's handle it one game at a time. Just do what we do. Keep doing what we've been doing. Get better at the things that we need to get better at. Just take it day by day. Don't look in the future too much. Just have fun with what's the present, and try to get 1% better.
You feel talking with Jermaine Pratt on Twitter. You feel like he was being a sore loser. What was your opinion?
You need to take responsibility for his actions. I ain't the one on that side of the ball getting cooked. The whole defense was getting cooked, so that's his problem. I know one thing: when we was in the playoffs, we wasn't blaming our quarterback being out. We gave up 10-17, whatever it was. And we were telling him we would have held him to 10, we would have won the game. So we take responsibility on this side. I don't know about that side.
Patrick, you've gotten to see always your career. I mean, if you had to describe the evolution from the rookie to the guy that we've seen over the last 5 weeks, what would you say?
Everybody love him now. Everybody love him now. We already knew what he was capable of. Obviously, he was getting there as a rookie. Second year, he was doing a hell of a job. He just couldn't finish. And it takes time for those things. Just slowing the game down for him and him just going out there now, balling, getting comfortable. Even though he's not as healthy as he was, he's still being able to go out there and make plays at a high level. So imagine when that ankle does get healthy. So I'm really proud of him, really happy for him.
You can identify with that journey.
Yeah, definitely do. I definitely could relate.